What do you mean disappeared? A week after he found this book, he asked for it back, along with my translations, and left school. He never returned. I remember asking a member of the diocese what had happened to him, and this person said he had taken a leave of absence and traveled west. A week later, Paul's parents were there, and I was called in to tell them what I knew, which was nothing. He glanced at the book, short of the booklet he'd discovered. Did they ever find him? No. I let that one settle a while. Have you ever heard of Fort Pratt? I nudged the book with my fingertips. The title page says it was printed in a place called Fort Pratt, Montana. Ever heard of it? He stared at me for a moment more and then stood abruptly. I'm afraid I have to go. Excuse me? He started to back away, knocking his chair over. I can't help you. I picked up the booklet and stood, holding it out, and from his reaction, I might as well have been handing him a timber rattler. Father, there's a postcard in here that looks to be a photograph of the school at Fort Pratt. Continuing to back toward the door, his hand fumbled for the handle. I just can't. I'm sorry. He disappeared through the door. I glanced at Henry and then started after the man. The bear reached out and took a hold of my arm, and I did something I'd never done in my life. I pulled away from him and made my way out anyway. The wind blew down the desolate street, tiny, biting flakes sweeping into my face as I spotted the priest unlocking his car door. Dodging between the diagonally parked cars, I stepped off the curb, grabbed the sill, and held the door open as he stared at me. Let go. Excuse my language. What the hell is going on, Father? I don't want any part of this. I could feel the presence of the Cheyenne Nation pulling up behind me as I stared back at the priest. Part of what? I don't want anything to do with... He glanced at the booklet in my hands. With that. I pulled the postcard from the book and attempted to show it to him. But what about Fort Pratt? Don't say the name of that place and don't try to find it. He started to close the door behind him, but then stopped. People don't come back from there. The priest closed the door and started the car, backing it up and pulling out taillights, swerving away in the stark gray of daylight. Stuffing the card back into the booklet, I turned to the bear. Was it something I said? He watched the car drive away. I will call him later to see if I can find out what was troubling him. We were on our way back in when Henry's cell phone rang. I held the door for him and then continued to the counter with our bill, paying the nice waitress and turning back to him. Something up? It is a text message from Chief Long, something about Coach Felton. A neighbor of hers had not heard from her this morning and went over to her house but cannot seem to get a response. Chief Long's on-duty officer is busy with the domestic situation, and she was hoping we could stop by since it is near Ashland on Cheyenne Off-Reservation Trust Land. What's wrong with the Rosebud County Sheriff's Department? He stared at me. If I were Coach Felton, I'd be sleeping in. Walking out, I pulled the bacon from my pocket. Tell her sure we're always here to serve and protect the hinterlands. Harriet Felton's house was a nondescript single-story on Burney Road, and a Chevy Impala plastered with Lady Morningstar stickers was parked out front. There was a backboard with a chain-link net attached to the eaves of the garage. We walked up to the house only to be accosted by an elderly woman who must have lived next door. I knocked, but she didn't answer, the woman said from the other side of a fence. I stopped and spoke back to her. Is she normally an early riser? The woman, in honest-to-goodness curlers and a plastic cap, nodded. Yeah. Well, she had a rough night over in Lodge Grass. She needs to get a good man is what she needs. Henry stepped onto the porch and knocked. Advice for the lovelorn? Apparently. He knocked again as we waited. That was an odd response from Father Cam. Yes. And the response of Fort Pratt was even more visceral. If he does not wish to speak with us again, I will contact Father Colton at the diocese to see what he has to say. Do you think it has something to do with the seminarian, the Paul Vanderhoeven guy? It does seem possible, since he had a copy of the book, and he traveled west and subsequently disappeared. He knocked again. We waited, but there was no response. I'm going to the back. Starting around, I noticed that the woman next door still loitered at the fence. You can go back in. We'll check to make sure she's all right. She didn't move. There were some men here earlier. I stopped. Excuse me? Early this morning when I went out to get the paper, there was a white pickup truck in the driveway, with no back window.
No back window?
Yeah,